in this room anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Somebody took a bite out of this chair.
Somebody's trying to eat your ass?
No.
So they decided to eat the chair?
They got to eat the chair.
Okay.
This is usually Charlemagne's chair.
I respect that.
Good morning, Charlemagne.
What's happening?
Peace to the planet.
Oh, peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
What's happening?
Hey, man, first of all, salute to Chicago. Drop on a clues bomb for Chicago, man. Salute to the Cubs. Haven't won a World Series in 108 years. So salute to all the Chicagoans who appreciate that World Series victory that they got last night.
Somebody stole my headphones?
God had to remind Cleveland.
Hit both of them right there.
That Cleveland is still Cleveland.
Envy doesn't have headphones in case you hear him in the background.
I'm not talking to him, no way. God had to humble Cleveland to remind Cleveland that Cleveland is still Cleveland. Because after y'all won that, you know, NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors coming back from 3-1, y'all wasn't humble about that at all. Okay? Everything from all the internet jokes to LeBron James making tombstone cookies with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry on them. So now the Cleveland Indians had to face the same fate that the Golden State Warriors faced in the finals by being down 3-1 and losing the World Series to the Chicago Cubs. Drop one of Clues Bombs for the Cubs again. Not to mention, can't no baseball team with an Indian logo win right now, especially based off what they're doing to the Native Americans in Dakota. Okay?
Damn it, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, Envy can't hear it that well because he doesn't have headphones.
Pair of headphones I hit under here. And
Envy did what he's supposed to do, ye. He opened the microphone and moved out the way.
Okay. They stole both pair of headphones.
We had a big night last night.
Amazing night last night. Shout out to everybody who came. We had, a grand opening to our juice bar out in Brooklyn.
Yes.
A lot of people came.
Shout out to Styles P and... Nigel and Leo and everybody that is in on the juice bar with us, but a lot of people did come through. It was crazy.
Shout out to Common. Common came through. Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
Common
looks
like he likes the juice.
Shout out to 50 Cent. 50
juice.
Cent came through.
50 Cent was actually making juices.
He made his own drink. On his way to the juice bar, he called me and was like, I was thinking, Envy. He's like, I love you. You're my brother, but why don't I have my own juice? And I said, when you come down, we'll talk about it. And he just decided to do it live. He grabbed the mic.
I'll do it live.
Ran behind the bar. Was like, I like strawberries. I like bananas. I like protein. And he put something else in there, right? Apple.
He didn't put no vegetables in there.
No vegetables in there. It was all fruit.
And he made a protein shake, basically.
Pretty much created his own drink, though. It's called a candy shop.
Yeah, he called it the candy shop. And, of course, all of the locks were there.
The locks were there. Jeezy came through. Shout out to Jeezy.
Snowman, he was in Brooklyn. He came through. Lil C's Delicious was there.
Yeah, Delicious was there.
She definitely don't juice.
Shout out to the D.
She got a juicy booty though.
Fresher was there, a new artist from Brooklyn. He was there as well. Trying to think. Maino came.
Maino, I called Maino. I said, Maino, we in Brooklyn. You from Brooklyn? You gotta come through.
Right.
So he had a. My dad, my parents came. My dad kept being like, "Yo, I need to take a picture with Maino."
Papa Yee and Mama Yee were there. Shout out to the police officers too, man. That.
Kept trying to shut it down.
Nah, well, it was our fault. We didn't tell them it was happening. They just kind of just found out when all the artists just started popping it up and all the cars looked so nice on the block. But shout to Officer Facey. Shout to her. She came and she was very pleasant, very nice. Officer Facey. She's West Indian Jamaican. Wataguan, Officer Facey.
Wataguan?
I don't know. Is that what you say?
But, yes. And everybody that gave us food. Mango C from Brooklyn. Yeah. They gave us a bunch of wings and some great pizzas with jerk chicken on it. Delicious. Also,
wings and pizzas at a juice spot?
Well, it was all organic. They made it.
No such thing.
No, it is such a thing. It's organic.
People tag organic stuff with stuff that can't be organic.
Well, people
this
have
is
to,
organic cookies and cream ice cream.
Well, people have to eat.
This is organic, organic fried chicken.
Well, they had organic chicken.
And but, the bakery on Bergen, they came through and bought some cupcakes.
Right. And also shout to, can we shout out Trevor?
Oh, yeah, Trevor Andrew. He actually did the mural. That's all I'm going to say. He's a great artist, though. He designs for Gucci.
Now, if you see all the Gucci pieces that everybody's been wearing recently, the relaunch of Gucci. And
Gucci Ghost,
the
call.
Cool stuff like the ghost and the dope stuff graffitied. He actually graffitied the wall in the juice bar. Like, it's dope. It's amazing.
So Gucci selling graffiti now?
No. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, some of their pieces have graffiti on it. It's dope. But actually, it actually brought Gucci back. Like, Gucci was struggling. A lot of people weren't wearing it. And I think because of him and their redesign, it brought back to a lot of young people wearing
actually
Gucci.
What everybody's trying to wear right now. So
absolutely.
Well, God bless all the rich people wearing Gucci.
For Gucci.
So he actually did the wall. So you can stop by the juice bar and take a picture, actually take a selfie at the wall. It's dope.
As soon as he starts doing T-shirts at Target, I'll rock his stuff.
All right.
When they're going to do the Mosimo Ghost.
I don't know. I don't think they'll do that. But anyway, front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about condoms. Guess who's not wearing them?
98% of America.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. The Breakfast Club is getting some front page news. Now on Thursday Night Football, the Falcons play the Bucks tonight. Now in NBA, the Thunder play the Warriors tonight. Durant, Westbrook, who do you think is going to take it?
Yeah, does it matter this early in the season?
Yeah, it's still a good game.
Jesus Christ. Are we in the midst of football season? I don't get around to basketball until about after the Super Bowl.
Well, in Game 7, the Cubs beat the Indians 8-7 in extra innings. It was tied, 6-6 in the ninth inning? My son was calling me, Dad, this is the best World Series ever. I was like, okay.
Listen, God had to humble Cleveland because Cleveland was so not humble after the Cavs beat the Warriors. When the Warriors went up 3-run and then the Cavs came back and win, they... Cleveland fans would not let nobody forget that they beat the Warriors 3-1. They was just not humble about it. So God had to show Cleveland that they're still Cleveland at the end of the day.
Great World Series. Now, let's talk about who's not wearing condoms anymore.
Well, it says millennials, not only are they not voting, but they're also not wearing condoms.
Hit her with no condom, had to make her eat a Plan B.
Now, they said, according to one person they talked to, Nick, he said they're really constricting. He said he hates condoms and he doesn't wear them because they don't feel good. He said all of them seem to fit differently, doesn't really feel organic, and they're just generally unsexy.
So they need to make organic condoms then. They're making organic everything else that ain't organic. Make organic condoms.
Only problem is that there's been such a spike in sexually transmitted diseases. Like chlamydia is up, gonorrhea is up, syphilis is even up 19%.
Well, that's usually how that works.
Well, you don't want that.
That's how that works. You don't wear condoms and, you know, they go hand in hand with disease, not catching a lot of diseases.
And then there's about 20 million STIs every year, and over half of them are people aged 15 to 24. So there's a lot of young people out there that are not practicing safe sex. They said part of it is young people don't know how to communicate. They're so used to social media and texting and just speaking to each other in that way that they don't really have those conversations.
They're not talking to each other.
What communication got to do with putting a condom on? Just put a damn condom on.
Well, it's the style of communications. People just aren't, they're doing these short messages when they're tweeting, and they just haven't been talking to each other and having those skills to actually have those conversations.
So they're just going hard. They're not really just saying, hey, they're not having a sexual relationship. They're just having almost like one-night stands.
Well, no, it's just they feel so comfortable tweeting each other, texting each other. People don't talk.
What's that got to do with putting a condom on? That has nothing to do with putting a condom on. What does social media have to do with that?
They're talking about the way that people communicate and not having the communication skills of speaking face-to-face to each other.
What about your brain talking to yourself, telling you to put a condom on? What that got to do with social media? Huh?
Well, if they don't know how to talk to the lady, they don't know how to talk to themselves.
Listen, by the way, my favorite rapper of the year.
21 Savage.
Who's picked my favorite line of the year.
Say it.
Hit her with no condom, had to make her eat a Plan B. Now I feel bad for really loving that line. Okay.
You should
feel bad about that anyway.
That's crazy, too, because, you know, you got a lot of older guys that sleeping with these young girls, so you got these guys that's in their late 30s, early 40s, you know, ain't had STDs in years, probably never had them at all, and you sleep with a 22-year-old and catch something.
Got him.
Damn.
Well, gay men, like this young man, Ben, he says that there's a pill, that pill that helps prevent HIV infection. And he said that a lot of young gay men didn't live through the AIDS epidemic of the 80s, so they're a lot more nonchalant.
You said there's a pill that does what?
Yeah, that PrEP. You never heard of that pill?
No.
Okay, well, it helps prevent you from getting HIV.
Really?
You take that pill and you won't get HIV?
I don't know 100% how it works because I've never taken it.
So it's like a Plan B HIV pill. You just pop it before you have sex.
Beforehand.
Wow. So what's that, like Plan A?
I don't know.
Who knew? Drop on the clues bomb for that pill. I'm sure Magic Johnson pops them like Tic Tacs and has been for years.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
man.
I think it's too late. What? He already was infected.
Magic ain't got nothing.
But we'll find out more. We're finding out more information on that pill.
The cure to HIV is in Magic Johnson's blood. Okay.
All right. Well,
You can live through anything if magic meets.
That's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, 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 yo, good morning, yo, this is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hey, tell him why you mad, bro.
Hey, I'm mad about the child support rates in Ohio, man. I think that's something that needs to be revisited. Change them fees, change the rates.
What are the rates?
The rate too damn high. I pay $1,000 a month for my daughter, man. That needs to be lowered.
I mean, you'd be giving her that money anyway in some way, shape, or form.
What do you think would be fair?
I think it would be fair. I mean, if they're breaking it in half, because they try to say, oh, well, that money goes towards her, you know, her housing her. But with my daughter at my house, I got a room for her, too. So, you know, that ain't fair. It should be split evenly.
Hey, don't shortchange your daughter, bro. Because like I said, you'd be giving her that money regardless.
I don't shortchange. I take care of her on top of what I pay. But I think it's, you know, me paying... It's way too high, man. And then I still got to come out my pocket to feed her when she come to my house.
Well, the majority
of the time... I got to come out my pocket and feed her. Because it's your daughter.
Majority of time, she stays with the mom, correct?
Yeah.
So majority of the time, that's why you have to pay that much. Because what do you have on weekends? And your wife has her on five days?
I have her on the weekend. I get her Friday. She go home Sunday. But then I get her through the week sometimes.
You're talking about your daughter like she a bill, bro.
People that aren't as responsible, so sometimes a lot of other people suffer, too. There's so many people that don't do what they're supposed to do.
But he feels like a majority of the money is going to his baby mom and not his daughter.
Yeah, because she a POS. You know, she don't do what she's supposed to do with the money. She's taking that money, going out, and doing what she want to do.
That's the way the game goes, man. If your baby mama's happy, your child will be happier. You got to take care of them both. Sorry, that's the way it goes.
That don't make it right if she's not using that money on the baby and using that money on herself.
They all do, though. That's the way it goes.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? This your boy, George, from upstate New York.
Tell him why you mad, George.
Hey, yo, I'm mad because I put myself in a real scary situation. I've been single for about 2 years. I ain't used a condom the whole time I've been single.
we were just talking about you.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio, and I figured I'd call you guys up and let you guys know. But thank God I got tested a couple weeks ago, and I had to call back within 7 days to get the results, which was the scariest 7 days of my life.
Damn.
Thank God I ain't got nothing.
So now are you going to use condoms moving forward?
Yeah, now I'm going to use condoms and off a lot.
So you one of them older, listen, you one of them older dudes who was sleeping with young girls?
Nah, I'm 26, man.
Oh, and how old was the girl you were sleeping with?
Man, it's been about six of them.
How old?
What's the age range?
My age.
Go on and get you a nice 40-year-old, man. Get you a 40-year-old, you can go raw all day.
Yeah, I need that snapback in my life.
Now, first of all, now that you went and found out that you're clean, let's keep it that way, okay?
Clean,
and use condoms. It don't matter your age. It doesn't matter what the person looks like. Nothing matters. You have to make sure you use protection.
Tell them why you're mad.
If y'all just do the earwax test, your life will be fine.
Do the earwax test.
Dig in your ear, get a little wax on your finger, put it in the poom-poom. If she jumps, she got something.
And if he does that to you and he has all this wax on his finger, you shouldn't be sleeping with him anyway. He's dirty.
If she finds out you're doing it wrong.
800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was No Limit. Usher, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes. And salute to Chicago again, man. Salute to the Cubs. I love to see how God had to humble Cleveland and remind Cleveland that they still Cleveland. Because after the Cavs beat the Warriors, when the Cavs were down 3-1, the Cleveland fans were not humble about it at all. LeBron James wanted to make tombstone cookies with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry's name on them. And now the Indians got washed after being up 3-1. And God not going to let no team with an Indian mascot prosper right now based off what they're doing to the Native Americans in Dakota based on that damn Dakota Access Pipeline. Salute to all my indigenous people out there.
And you know what? Shout out to Brooklyn again, you know. Angela and I and Styles P, we opened up a juice bar in Brooklyn. It was the grand opening yesterday. We got a lot of love from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Put a lot of positivity into the community, teaching people how to treat their body better. You know,
just to be healthier.
Drinking, you know, positive things, whether it's fruit, whether it's vegetables. So many people came out. Shout out to Little Mo came out. Jeezy, 50 Cent.
Common
came out. It was delicious, just great, positive C's, event Mano, last night, man. And we appreciate everybody that came out. It was a great
jerk
event. No
pizza
problems.
And chicken wings.
Well, that was for the people to
that
eat.
That was from Mango Sea because people want to eat food.
Mango Sea.
We're
just
not
came
telling
out
you you're not
food,
allowed
right?
to eat pizza. You can still do that. It's about balance.
But don't that defeat the purpose of being healthy?
Well, we look at it like this. You got to balance yourself out.
It's about balance. Like people drink, people smoke, and then sometimes
you balance yourself out by drinking some healthy stuff.
Everybody doesn't eat only healthy things every day.
You got to have more of the healthy than the other stuff.
We do. It's a whole juice bar.
I don't believe in balance. I believe in 80% good, 20% of the effed up stuff. That's how you get real results.
Oh, okay. Because you was in here with some Krispy Kreme donuts the other
and
day.
And I didn't eat one.
But you gave them away. Why didn't you just, why did you give them to people?
I didn't eat one.
If you believe everybody should only eat healthy.
Well, shout out again to...
And thank you, Mango C, for providing us some delicious food.
The officers in Brooklyn for making sure everything was okay and didn't shut it down and really holding us down. We appreciate you guys as well, all right? Now, rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Cardi B making big power moves. Some people aren't too happy about it. But
of course they're not.
Congratulations to Cardi B. All right, also, Soulja Boy, people are saying that he is a liar, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up. Well, according to TMZ, Soulja Boy was lying about a penthouse that he has in Hollywood, saying that it costs $6 million, so on and so forth. They said it's just an Airbnb that he's renting. Here is what Soulja Boy had to say.
Spent $6 million for the new penthouse. Crazy. Last night was crazy. I don't even remember what the happened. I got 10 bathrooms. I could all day. I got a guest room for your bitch. She can stay. I got a refrigerator in my room, bitch. Hey, check it out. My closet bigger than this apartment. I've been to a couple bitches' apartments. My closet bigger than their whole apartment. I swear to God.
Now, according to TMZ, that house is not $6 million. It's actually listed for $3.2 million, and Soulja Boy doesn't own it. He rented it for a year and then left. Well, Soulja Boy responded to that also. He went on Instagram. He said, wow, N-word's really mad because I'm getting money. That's crazy. God bless me. Don't be mad at me. Talk to God and have him help your situation. Don't hate. Congratulate. We all want to be successful and live the dream, right? And here's what he said.
I'm just chilling in my $6 million penthouse. I got TMZ so mad at me and DJ Academics and everybody. Oh, he renting the crib. Oh, it's Airbnb. Bitch, I put it on Airbnb so I can rent it when I go on the road and make extra money. Why y'all so mad? Y'all mad because I got 10 bathrooms I can shit all day? So TMZ, thanks for the free promo. DJ Academics, you live in the basement with your mama. And this is my house.
Oh, salute to TMZ and salute to my young boy DJ Academics. The reality is Soulja Boy can't get mad when people call him out for lying, especially when you have a reputation for lying. Soulja Boy has been caught in a few lies before, so he can't get mad at anyone but himself.
But do we know this for sure? Because there's certain things you just can't lie about. Like, if he owns the property, they can check.
Well, he's saying that the reason it's on Airbnb is not because he was renting it. It's because he's letting other people rent it.
Listen, the truth don't need no defense, only witnesses. If it's yours, it's yours. Why you got to prove it's yours? You protesting a little too hard and trying to prove that it's yours. So it probably means that it's not yours.
No, I would get it, because if you had it on TMZ that it wasn't mine and it was really mine, I would say it's really mine.
Oh, you know, crazy.
But TMZ does their due diligence.
That
they
is true.
They wouldn't report that it's not soldiers if it was actually soldiers.
That is true.
And just like you just said, it ain't nothing but a check.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cardi B, good news for her. She's going to be on Being Mary Jane. She's going to be on an episode. And she's also, Cory Burke is going to be on the show this season as well. But she's going to appear in one episode as a reality star named Mercedes.
So she's being typecasted. Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B. Damn it. I like
That's
to see Cardi B winning
her,
regardless.
That's a big deal. That's a great show. The show premieres in January, and it's the fourth season. Now, somebody already posted the script. Okay, I guess this young lady was upset because she didn't get the role. She said she didn't get it because she wasn't ratchet enough.
You ain't a star like Cardi B. I don't care what you say about Cardi B. Cardi B's still a star at the end of the day. She still got star power. She got that certain je ne sais quoi that some people just don't have. Sorry.
Right. Listen, we saw she was sitting down with Chris Rock. Okay, that's a big deal. I don't know what they have in the works.
Right.
But that's also, I mean, Cardi B is.
Shout out to Cardi. She's out here working. I like Cardi.
She's
working. Got some good music. Mm-hmm. You know, so
she's just a star,
period. Break that reality show curse.
And her team around her is pretty smart, too. So shout out to Cardi B. They're out there working.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about not wearing condoms. It seems like that's the new thing.
Ow, hit her with no condom, then I made her eat a Plan B.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked, and if you're interested in the World Series, we'll tell you who won. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Okay. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news now. In Thursday Night Football, the Falcons take on the Bucks tonight. In NBA, the Thunder play the Warriors tonight, Durant versus Westbrook. We'll see how that game turns out. And if you're a baseball fan, baseball is officially over. It was a great World Series. It was tied in the ninth inning, 6-6. But the Cubs beat the Indians last night 8-7 in extra innings.
God just had to remind Cleveland that they still Cleveland. That's all, you know?
Great game.
Cleveland wasn't humble at all when the Cavs won the finals after they came back from the Warriors for 3-1, so they just had to get humbled real quick. Plus, no team with an Indian logo will prosper based off what they're doing to the Native Americans in Dakota right now because of that damn whole Dakota Access Pipeline thing.
Now, let's talk about condoms. Who's not wearing condoms anymore?
Well, millennials aren't wearing condoms anymore. And the reason for this, I don't even know the exact reason for that, but for some reason, people aren't using condoms. Now, what they're saying is that people don't communicate the way they used to. We don't talk on the phone, FaceTime, such and such. People are so busy tweeting each other, sending each other text messages. We don't know how to communicate face-to-face in person and say, okay, let's have these tough conversations about STDs. Now, a study back in 2015 found that condom use among sexually active high schoolers dropped from 63% to 57% last year. And they said that 48% of millennials use condoms never or rarely. That's almost half of all millennials not using condoms at all, according to Nick, who's a 31-year-old content manager. He said they're really constricting. All of them seem to fit differently. It doesn't really feel organic. They're just generally unsexy. He says that when a partner asks him to use protection, he'll do it. But a lot of women will tell him that they actually prefer that he goes without it.
Well, when people say things like, why aren't you wearing condoms? Let's be clear. Unprotected sex isn't the safest, but it feels the best.
It don't feel the best afterward when you got to go get tested because they said that STDs, there's a spike in chlamydia and gonorrhea. Syphilis is up 19%.
Well, you know what? They also tell you got to plan ahead, but it's difficult to plan ahead because if you put a condom in your wallet, it usually gets melted and it's not usable. And I'm sure a lot
of
times.
What kind of condoms you using that do melt?
No, back in the day, the condoms used to melt. And you tell you can't put it in your
damn,
wallet.
You never used to get nothing, bro?
Never.
God,
I never
dang,
did. No, I never did.
Never used to get nothing. No, he had condoms in his wallet.
They might get stuck together.
Yeah, they stuck together. They always tell you never put condoms in your pocket or your wallet. So, you know, if you don't know, if it's one of those things where you don't know what's happening, you don't have a condom.
And plus, you just don't want to assume you getting something.
So you can put
a lot of girls
pocket,
get upset
right.
when they see, oh, what you bought condoms for? You just thought you was going to get some? I mean,
some guys say, I always have condoms with me. I always have a condom in my wallet.
Well, you shouldn't have a condom in your wallet.
Because, hey, you just never know.
See, but you shouldn't. They tell you that's one thing. You should not keep a condom in your wallet.
I think for guys, your biggest fear is that you'll be there. It's about to go down. And then you're like, oh, I don't have a condom.
Yeah,
oh,
then you
well,
gotta go get
party over.
Then you got to go get a sandwich bag or rip a garbage bag.
No, you don't do that. Sometimes a guy will say, I'm going to go to the store. And by the time he comes back, you done changed your mind. And you're fully dressed.
That's true, too. That's true.
I got to go to the store and get some condoms.
You don't give nobody no time
and
to think.
And then by the time he comes back, you, like, dress like...
I thought about it.
You know what? I don't know if I want to do
I don't
this
really
tonight.
Love you. You know, this is not great, so no.
I can see why STDs don't get discussed, though, because, you know, I guess the study is saying that since so many people communicate via social media, that's not something they're discussing on social media. Like, it's nobody on Instagram like, look at this syphilis I got today. Look at this gonorrhea. Nobody's tweeting, hey, I got my peas burning.
And also, just conversations aren't as in-depth like that. People just are very brief. WYD.
No, that's not true.
Come over.
I think it was scarier when we were a little younger, too. Because remember how big crabs was?
No,
you didn't want crabs.
I don't.
You're lying.
I really don't.
You don't lie. You don't remember how big crabs was?
I don't remember.
You. Crabs wasn't popping in my hair.
Yo, you're a liar. You are a liar. Crabs was big.
I will say HIV/AIDS.
HIV yeah. seemed like it was bigger.
Yeah, HIV/AIDS had a bigger marketing budget back in the day. Their marketing budget ain't what it used to be. Even the spokespeople for HIV/AIDS.
And that's interesting because they do talk about HIV in this article as well.
Like when Magic caught HIV/AIDS, he was like, whoa.
They say that for gay men right now, they have that PrEP pill that's supposed to help prevent HIV infection. And they said a lot of young gay men didn't live through the AIDS epidemic of the 80s, so they don't have that fear of it.
Exactly.
They're a lot more nonchalant.
We didn't know too much information about HIV/AIDS, too.
Like, who the spokesperson for HIV? Like, when Eazy-E died of HIV/AIDS, Magic called it, you like, whoa. But who's the spokesperson for this era? Charlie Sheen? He kind of deserved it.
Nobody deserves a disease that could possibly kill him.
He wasn't very careful.
He was wilding.
But nobody deserves a disease that could possibly kill him.
I didn't say he did. I said he kind of. It doesn't say he deserves it.
We were
kind
of.
You get it. You get why Charlie Sheen got it. Come on.
All right.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Millennials, we're talking to you. What's a millennial, Yee?
It's anybody that was born, like, they say from the age of 76 up until 2000.
I was born in 76.
You're born in 76. You ain't no damn millennial. You may think you're a millennial.
It's when you reach young adulthood around 2000, the year 2000.
All right, so millennials, call us up. Why are you guys not wearing condoms?
That's all we want to know.
800-585-1051.
I can tell you why I wouldn't wear, but I want to know why you not wearing.
Why wouldn't you wear condoms? 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. If you're out here slinging that thing with no condoms, call us up right now.
Somebody out there like, that's a dumbass question because it feels better. Okay, that's why.
Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Father Stretch My Hands. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we open up the phone lines. We want to talk to you millennials out there, right? We want to ask, why are you not wearing condoms? Now, Yee reported the story in Front Page News.
A lot of millennials are not wearing condoms anymore, about half of them. But the rate of STDs has spiked incredibly. So why wouldn't you want to wear a condom?
Well, first of all, let's all be clear. Unprotected sex isn't the safest, but it feels the best. That's number one. I'm sure millennials aren't wearing condoms because when you on them pills and you on all them drugs, ain't nothing like some good raw sex. All right?
Nothing like peace of mind after sex, though. And that's why condoms are important. So you're not laying there like, oh, man, what did I just do?
I think it's also because it's too much treatment and too many cures. Because back then, you really didn't hear of cures. Like, if you had HIV, back then, most people passed away. Now people are living a lot longer with these diseases, which I think people are not thinking about.
I think people aren't taking the diseases as serious because people aren't passing away.
Right.
HIV and AIDS doesn't seem as fatal as it once was. And I mean, herpes, hey, you can live with that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then when it comes to the gonorrhea and the syphilis and the chlamydia, nobody discussing that. They're not getting on Twitter talking about, wow, my pee's burning right now. Ooh, I got that drip. You know what I mean? Like, they're not having these discussions about these STDs, so nobody's taking it serious. Out of sight, out of mind.
Hello, who's this?
Hello from Cincinnati.
Hey, mama, are you wearing condoms out there?
I mean, you can't have several partners if you decide not to, but I think a lot of people ain't doing it because of the feeling. And then they're getting expensive, too.
Well, condoms are expensive?
I mean, you can get them for free, but that's just an excuse.
Girl, Valtrex medicine is expensive.
Babies are expensive.
Yes, babies are expensive.
Ain't nobody stressing no baby.
Come on,
I take a baby over an STD that I can't get rid of.
I mean, I think everybody...
Come on now, baby or herpes?
Baby all day. Hello.
You take a baby over herpes?
A baby?
You don't gotta take care of the baby. You gotta treat that herpes.
I'll take the baby. I'll rather the baby.
If you get herpes, you gotta take care of it.
You can't get rid of herpes.
A baby, you can just. I ain't taking care of that.
Nah, I'm not messing with you. Hello, who's this?
BB.
Hey, BB. You wearing condoms out there, BB?
Yes, I am.
How many partners you got?
I don't have any kids.
How many partners you got? Partners.
One.
Penises.
One.
And you're wearing condoms.
And you can't let
them
hit raw?
Yes. Why not? I'm going to tell you why people don't wear condoms.
Why? Okay.
Because nowadays, everything is almost curable. Back in the day, they didn't have cures for these things.
That's what I said.
So people were scared. Now they're not scared because you get HIV and it's not a death wish anymore.
Ain't no cure for herpes, though.
No, but let me tell you something. They have something to make you comfortable with herpes. Back then, they didn't have anything. Back then, they didn't have anything.
That is true.
Now they have things. So you're able to, you know, be comfortable with whatever you have. So,
and that's exactly what I said.
Hey, salute to everybody out there living comfortably with herpes, man. Salute to y'all. Y'all don't get enough love or credit.
No, they are people.
Where herpes Twitter at? They got a black Twitter and everything. Where herpes
There's
Twitter?
There's no herpes Twitter, you ass. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I'm 25 years old. I have a real good reason why I don't wear no condom.
Talk to me, raw dogger.
Okay, why?
I ain't getting no cooch, man.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
That was me.
So
there's no reason to...
You 25, you ain't getting no draws, man. Why, man?
Nah, man. It's hard out here in Miami, man.
In
Miami?
No, it's not going to Miami to get no
Yeah, it is, man.
I'm sorry, but I was the same way as a kid, too, bro.
I got a homeboy who had three girls pregnant at the same time in Miami.
Wow.
That's how easy it is in Miami.
Miami.
So I had a homeboy who had three girls pregnant at the same time
in
Miami.
Did he take care of the kids?
He only one. He only took care of one.
What is wrong with people?
He did.
800-585-1051. We talking to millennials. Are you out there raw dogging? You out there having sex with
raw dogger?
Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
That was Juicy Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're talking to the millennials out there this morning for a little bit. Asking 800-585-1051, are you out there raw dogging? You out there having sex with no condoms? If you are, why? Now, this came from Front Page News. It's a study, right, Yee?
Yes, they were saying that millennials are not using condoms. Almost half of them don't use condoms at all.
Last name Savage, but no, I'm not Randy. Hit her with no condom, had to make her eat a Plan B.
I feel weird if I'm having sex with somebody, like, for the first time, and they don't want to use a condom. I'm like, okay, you're disgusting.
What do you mean don't want to use a condom?
If they don't even try to pull one out and they just think it's going to go down with that one, I think that's crazy.
This is the thing. Don't leave it up to a man, okay? We're not the brightest of
people.
Women
should be prepared as well.
Women should be like, put the condom on.
Yeah, but if you're trying to make it go down, I'm saying,
you Angela Yee, you clean. Allegedly.
It's not going to happen.
All right? In my mind, I'm thinking this Angela Yee, she clean. I'm about to have sex with her raw, shoot her club up, trap her. Yes, you need to tell me to put a condom on.
Just because I taste good don't mean I don't have nothing.
Oh,
I
know it.
I got bottle and just want to lick me like some candy.
Ooh,
and them drugs come in handy. Last name, Avid Bitch, but no, I'm not Randy.
Tell
him. Ain't no way, no condom had to make her eat
But you can never look at somebody and assume they don't have anything, okay?
Status like, means a lot.
A lot of people out there having sex with celebrities,
status
with these
means
ball players. With everybody and not realizing that they done had sex with a million
but
of
status
people.
Status means a lot. I'm willing to take that risk. If you got some money, all right? That's all it boils down to.
Hello, who's this?
This is Carl Sue from out of VA.
You ain't using condoms. I can tell it all in your voice, bro.
I don't use condoms because I got a wife for 11 years and we ain't ever had no problems.
There you go.
You know, what about with your side chick?
And then the other thing that I'm saying is that condoms are made. I don't do side chicks.
You caught that late. You caught that late.
Go ahead. I'm going to just keep the one that I got.
You said condoms are what?
The other thing is that condoms are made with a lot of different chemicals that aren't meant to even be in the human body. You know, so you losing either weight for real because you're thinking that some lady gave you an infection. Well, really, you can look it up. There's research it. You can see.
Oh, you one of those old I'm allergic to condoms guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely not allergic to condoms, but people who are allergic to latex, they got goat skin condoms and all other kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got time for no goat skin condom, and I ain't never heard of no goat skin condom. I heard of a lamb skin condom. Ain't no curried goat skin condom.
Yeah, stop trying to take shortcuts, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Renee.
Hey, Renee, you using condoms out here, Renee?
I use condoms, but I know a lot of kids who don't use them. And I work in the high schools, and they complain about them being too tight, or you know, the girl they use it, the girl don't want to have them put them on. But a lot of kids is coming out positive. Like we even get like 13 and 14 year olds coming out positive for HIV.
Yikes!
Whoa, that's crazy. That should scare anybody. You know what'll scare you? When you have somebody come to your school that's infected with something that's never gonna go away and talk to the kids.
But that's scary.
I actually just did an event at Brooklyn College with AHF, and they had a guy there who said he was HIV positive that works with the company. And that's a scary thing when you see what could happen from somebody who it actually happened to.
But that's the truth. Nobody is speaking on having STDs anymore. You go on Instagram, everybody living the life, but a lot of those people that y'all love and follow have all type of STDs. And they show me some of them outbreaks. Don't always show me your new bag or your new shoes or the trip you on. Show me what that vagina look like or that penis look like when it's bumpy.
Like, you see Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend that committed suicide, and now the family's trying to sue him, saying that she gave him all of these diseases
STDs,
and she kept going back to him anyway.
Mm.
Crazy.
Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is quick decisions are unsafe decisions. Wear condoms, okay? Protect yourself, kids.
Yeah.
You got to. You really don't have no choice at the end of the day.
Right.
You know?
Protect your neck.
Because even if you aren't afraid of STDs, you don't want no baby. And, you know, I know it's easy to say, you know what, I ain't going to take care of the kid. And that's the truth. You don't have to take care of the kid.
But
you don't want that karma of the little boy growing up or a little girl growing up to hate you 18 years later. Just put the condom on, man. That's
absolutely
all.
We got rumors coming up?
Well, yes, let's talk about Eve. She's talking about her husband being the first person to see her natural hair and her being the first black woman that he's ever been with. Also, Lil Wayne talks about his remarks that he made about Black Lives Matter on Nightline. We'll tell you what his explanation is.
Now, if you only had sex with one black woman in your life, should you wear a condom? You want to feel that black girl
Shut
magic.
Up, man.
That, you
up.
Want that organic.
Well, then you see they're married now.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Hey. Hi.
Sorry, hey. I was trying to figure something out.
Yeah.
All right. So Lil Wayne is explaining what made him so upset during the Nightline interview that he did where he talked about Black Lives Matter. He said the reporter started asking him questions about his daughter being labeled a bitch and a hoe. And here it is.
Your daughter, would you have any problem with her being called a bitch or a hoe?
Yeah, if they calling her a bitch or a hoe, I have a huge problem with that. Yeah, but I've never called a certain female in my name out unless I got a real big problem with a yeah.
Has he ever heard his music? He's never called a That's certain female out of his name?
He said unless I had a real big
what
problem.
What is he talking? It's a little weird. Is Lil Wayne on drugs?
A little weird.
I'm asking myself rhetorical questions.
Well, he is apologizing for the remarks that he made about Black Lives Matter, and he said the problem was that he just was thrown off, I guess, by those questions. He said apologies to anyone who was offended. That's what he told TMZ.
Lamest excuse ever, simply because we saw him on Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp expressing those same kind of sentiments in regards to racism and the injustices black people face. And if you had a problem with that young lady asking questions about your daughter, you should have spazzed out on that young lady in that moment and walked out in that moment because of that.
He said after that those questions, he put no more thought into any of his responses to any of her questions.
Don't sound right.
Knock it off.
All right. Now let's discuss Eve. She was co-hosting on The Real, guest co-hosting, and she was talking about her husband, Maximilian Cooper, and her weave. She was saying that he is the first person that has, the first man that she's been with that has seen her natural hair. Check it out.
I wouldn't let a guy see me like in my braids or in that moment, but now I'm like, yeah, I don't care. It probably happened our first year, actually. That's when I knew.
That's what I'm talking about.
I guess we staying together. I was actually getting my hair done. I was at a salon, actually, like in a little suite or whatever. And he walked in and it was like, well, what am I gonna do, run? And he was just like, okay. He has gone through weave 101 with me. He knows now if I say, babe, I'm getting my hair done, he's like, well, how long? But then he loves me without. He could care less.
Charlamagne know more about weave than anybody I
That's
know.
That's because I pay attention to my lady, okay? And it ain't real if you've never seen your woman with no makeup. It ain't real if you've never seen her when she's, you know, in the midst of getting her hair done. And it's not real if you ain't never walked in the bathroom, smelled her poop, and brushed your teeth.
Well,
I think I've done all that, yeah.
I told you, when we interviewed French Montana, he said he will not date a woman anymore if he knows that she even goes to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And takes number two.
He wants a woman that's not human. I don't want to date any human.
He doesn't want to know about it ever.
Okay? Sorry,
but
women
I can't
poop.
Imagine how could you be with somebody and never see them without makeup. And never see them.
You can't. That's no possible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It ain't real.
It sounds impossible.
You can't.
It also sounds impossible that you would never smell their poop. But
it ain't real if you ain't never smelled your girl poop. Okay? If you ain't never heard your girl fart and act like it wasn't nothing. It ain't real.
All right, I also read a great article in the New York Times that Torre wrote, and this is about A Tribe Called Quest and their final album. You know, that album is coming out November 11th, and it's called We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service. And this album had been in the works prior to Five Dog passing away. Remember, he passed away from diabetes. He was 45 years old. And Torre actually interviewed Q-Tip, and he interviewed Jarobi and talked about working on this album. It's the first new Tribe Called Quest album in 18 years.
I'm here for that.
So that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Q-Tip and Fife knew each other since they were 4 years old.
Yeah, I know.
So that's a huge deal. Three of Tribe Called Quest's 5 albums went platinum. The other 2 went gold. But other than that, they were part of the Native Tongues movement, so on and so forth. So we want to make sure we pick up that album November 11th. We got it from here. Thank you for your service.
Let me just say that was huge for Queens. Growing up in Queens and them being on the Cambria Heights out and Linden Boulevard and Springfield Boulevard, being able to see them shooting videos in the hood. It was just a big inspiration to kids, man. They got to see Q-Tip, got to see Fife, got to see all of them in the hood, and they done brought so many people to the hood, whether it was Busta Rhymes. It was a big inspiration back then.
Well,
so shout
Rhymes
to Tribe Called Quest.
Busta Rhymes is on this album, and they actually have all four members of A Tribe Called Quest on there, as well as Andre 3000.
Dope.
Kendrick's on there, Elton John, Jack White, and like I said, Busta Rhymes as well.
And by the way, Fife Dawg is one of the people that made me wear condoms when I was younger. Because I just remember him saying, you know, I just own more condoms than TLC, so I just always felt like condoms were a cool thing to actually have.
Well,
Q-Tip
also said he had one major rule when they were making this album. He said everybody that was part of it had to come work in the actual studio. He said if you wrote your rhyme somewhere else, you still had to come back and lay your verse in Q-Tip's house. That's where the studio was. So they did every song pretty much together. Everybody wrote in front of everybody. Everybody spit their rhymes in front of each other, and they were all throwing ideas around.
Yeah, I heard they was cooking up. I heard Busta Rhymes, Consequence. I heard, you know, they brought the whole band back together.
Shout out to Q-Tip. I haven't spoke to him in a minute, man. I got to check on him.
I talked to Q-Tip. That's my guy the other day. Now, he said it was also tough to finish the album. He said he recorded and tweaked his way to the end, but he said it was just hard for him to sit in there and hear Fife's voice. He said, sometimes I just have to, like, take a break and walk away. It gets heavy. It doesn't necessarily get sad. It just gets heavy. I literally feel the energy from him when I hear his voice.
Wow. I'm here for A Tribe Called Quest album. Mm-hmm. Okay? Right, that's my era, bro.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving a donkey to?
Listen, it's a young lady whose name I can't pronounce. She's from China. What's her name, Q?
Xiaoli.
It's spelled X-I-A-O-L-I.
Okay, Xiaoli.
I'm going to just call her X, okay? She's from China, but she's got the scamming skills of a Brooklyn chick.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to talk about it for after
you,
the hour.
And you sure she's not from Brooklyn?
No, she's from China. Did I just hear you?
I'm just making sure.
Xiaoli. Ain't no Xiaolis in Brooklyn.
I'm sure there's a Xiaoli in Brooklyn.
I know Shaolin's. What's Shaolin's name?
Staten Island.
No, Shaolin Fantastic. Drop on the clues bomb for Shaolin Fantastic.
Who's that?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
It's over your head.
He's talking about the Get Down.
Yeah. No. Wasn't he from Brooklyn?
I think it was in the Bronx.
I saw him in Wells Fargo.
All right. It's okay. The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Donkey to them next.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey, donkey today.
Hey.
For Thursday, November 3rd, goes to a young lady whose name I can't pronounce, so I'll spell it. It's X-I-A-O-L-I. Okay? How was that?
I didn't hear the last L-O-I.
X-I-A-O-L-I.
Okay.
She's from China.
Huh?
Xiaoli. What you say, Q?
Xiaoli.
You're going to ask Q over Angela Yee?
O-L-I?
Yeah, X-I-A-O-L-I.
They said L-O-I. Okay.
Xiaoli? Okay. I'm going to just call her X. I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch. Hey, listen, X is from China, okay, but her finessing skills are very Brooklyn, very Atlanta. See, X has 20 boyfriends.
I already know this story.
I didn't stutter, okay? You heard me correctly. X has 20 boyfriends. I've never been to China, but China must be really big. Like, China must be huge in order for her to be able to successfully have 20 boyfriends, okay? Now, the BBC reported that this story is real, and X's story was revealed by a blogger in China named Proud. Last name I can't pronounce, Q-I-A-O-B-A, so let's call her Proud Q. Now, Proud Q, X is a colleague of hers, and according to Proud, X has 20 boyfriends, and she got all her boyfriends to buy her an iPhone 7. Yes, X got all 20 of her boyfriends to buy her an iPhone 7, and then she sold the iPhone 7s to a mobile recycling plant for $23,200. What they call that over there, Q?
Yuan.
$23,200. Now, I have no idea what 23,200 yuan means, but I looked it up, and it translates to about $18,000. Now,
okay.
X wasn't just finessing these men just to finesse them. She didn't get that money and spend it on any vanity items like a new bag or shoes.
She had a purpose.
Or to get her ass shots or breasts. X actually used the money from the iPhones to make a down payment on a new house. Drop one of Clues Bombs for X.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The story is X didn't come from a wealthy family. Her parents are getting old, and she was under a lot of pressure because she was hoping to buy a home. Very understandable. Even if the method of her raising this money is unorthodox. But I know you're saying right now, well, damn, Charlamagne, if you understand her, why are you giving a donkey today? I'll tell you why. And this is a lesson to all women out there. If you have 20 boyfriends, why not just ask them for the money? Why make them buy you iPhones, go all the way to the recycling plant and sell them when you could just cut the middleman out and get 1,500 UN from each boyfriend? 1,500 times 20 is 30 UN. So that's more than you made reselling the phones. I respect the ambition, but what's the point of having 20 boyfriends, okay? I don't know if you're sleeping with all of them or not, but let's just assume you are. If you're sleeping with all 20 boyfriends and can't get no cash out of them, something wrong. And don't hand me that, I don't feel comfortable asking my boyfriend for money. That makes no sense to me. You feel comfortable with his penis in your jaws, but you don't feel comfortable going in his pockets? Stop it. iPhone 7, the cost of an iPhone 7 is 6,000 UN in China. That's $887 in the US. So you can ask your boyfriend to buy you something for 6,000 UN, but can't ask him just to give you the UN? Makes no sense to me. Seems like my company Proper Poom Poom Management, a.k.a. PPM, is needed in China. Please give, what's her name?
Xiao.
Give X. All right, please give X the smooth sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
I'm just saying, am I missing something?
Well, you know what I was thinking? Because I read about this a few days ago. The reason why she was able to get away with that is because there's a lot more men than women in China.
What are you talking about?
And I'm saying she was able to have 20 boyfriends because there's a lot more men than women. Because, you know, they used to have that one child law where you could only have one child and everybody wanted a boy.
Well, I also think it's easy to buy somebody a gift than to give them cash.
You know,
most people would rather give them a item like...
She didn't say this was some dude she was smashing. She said these were her boyfriends. You can ask your boyfriend for cash. It's the same thing. I'm paying 6,000 UN for the phone.
It's not the same.
So here, take the cash. What's
the
difference?
Or she might have just been like, okay, you guys have to court me. Maybe she wasn't having sex with any of them.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, man. If guys ain't got no problem asking y'all for oral and asking y'all for the poom poom and asking to stick it in your butt and stick thumbs in your butt, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable asking for money.
Yeah.
Okay? That makes no sense to me. You don't feel comfortable asking for money.
It's easy to give somebody a gift in cash all the time.
And it's easy to give somebody no poom poom than give them some.
Well, congratulations on your house.
Yeah, I hope she enjoys it.
Yeah. how you going to maintain that?
Thank you for
now
the donkey.
Now you
got
to find 20 new boyfriends to finesse.
No problem.
All right. Well, up next is Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her right now. She'll put you live on the air and help you out if you need some relationship advice or any type of advice. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Call her down. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Beyonce. That was Wayne Wonder with No Letting Go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Eileen. Hi, I'm Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Angela, Charlamagne.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good
What's your question
morning.
For you?
Kind of a situation, not much of a question. I, like Miss Chow, the one that you just spoke of, bought a house sight unseen. I bought it from a foreclosure auction from a bank.
Okay.
And I paid off my house. I think I have no mortgage. This is the blessing of my life, except it's in Medley, Florida. I had no idea what Medley was. This is an up-and-coming northern Miami area, and it's a brand-new house, and it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement in that is failed when I have always done canvassing for the elections, primaries, and general elections in every state that I've lived. But now I'm doing it here. I noticed when I first moved in that there weren't too many friendly people. Like, I went and knocked on my neighbor's door just to find out trash days and such. The lady that answered this door said that she was not able to speak to me. She had to go get her husband. She happens to be Cuban, and this entire area seems to be Cuban. Now, I'm doing canvassing in counties surrounding my area. So I'm knocking on doors, and I'm noticing that there are no other Black people answering these doors.
Okay.
Yesterday, I had a very large area to do. I go, I'm knocking on doors, I'm leaving paperwork, you know, to the doors that don't answer. And when I'm walking out of the complex that I was in, a police car starts following me. I'm walking, so I'm thinking I can't possibly be breaking any laws. And I continue to walk.
Okay.
Like John Siren, and then she yells at me about, do I have ID? What am I doing here? I tell her that I live in the neighborhood. She's in shock, the appearance on her face. And then she tells me that there aren't any other black people here. I don't know what to do because I'm not welcomed. I don't want to just go outside and get cop called on me, but okay. I don't know what to do.
So basically, you bought this house in a foreclosure, never saw it before. It's a neighborhood that you wouldn't have chosen to live in because you don't like the neighborhood now because the people there are racist towards you.
Basically.
Do you plan on, do you want to stay there because the house is all paid for?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I would say, is there a way, since it's all paid for, that you could make money off of it, put it on the market, and get and live someplace you would rather be?
Oh, this is a three-bedroom, three-bath.
You like it, so you love your house. You just don't like the neighborhood.
My house.
Right.
No, and I don't think in the 21st century this is something that I should be having to deal with.
Definitely.
Because you live in a society where I'm going to be able to purchase. My money's green. It doesn't matter what's on my family.
Right. I think if I were you, I would try to get some press on this. I would go to the media. I would do whatever that I have to do to tell my story and document it so that people can see what's going on and be held accountable for how they're treating you and how they're acting.
You know, absolutely right. I agree with you. You guys have a great day. I'm going to try and do some things like that, but like I said,
I would document everything that's happening, and I would tell, and I would be very vocal about it in my neighborhood, and I would try to attend meetings, and I would also hold these police accountable, and I would ask them. I would be like, listen, every time I leave my house and walk places, because I'm a black person, I understand maybe you think I don't belong in this neighborhood, but I bought a house here. I'm a resident. I haven't broken any laws. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Please let me know what the issue is.
Thank you, Angela. That is very good advice. Thank you guys so much, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Good luck. And congrats on your house, at least. That was a great, tremendous move for you. But it sucks that you have to be in a neighborhood where people are close-minded.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Khaled, Drake, For Free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, what's your question for you?
I need to ask someone if, like, I should continue this long-distance relationship with one of my best friends for a long time, like 10 years now, because it's always, like, on and off. Like, sometimes he'll disappear for weeks, and then he'll pop up.
Woo! And you can't have a boyfriend that disappears for weeks. That's not your boyfriend.
Because I have moved to Georgia, and he lives in Florida, so I told him, like, before we left, because we always been, like, together when I used to live in Florida with him. And when I moved to Georgia, we discussed, like, you know, you could do whatever, I could do whatever, but we're going to be friends. But it got to a point, because I kept visiting back to Florida, and I'm about to, like, he's going to move to Georgia to go to college. So we started working on, like, being together again. But the whole time, like, we always been, like, friends on and off, but everyone know what it is, like, his family and friends know that, like, I'm, like, the one that, like, you know, they all know that we were together. Like, everybody and all the girls that he ever messed with or been with, they all know about me.
But they all still mess with him anyway.
They mess with him, but we friends, so we cool. But now that we're trying to work it out now, like, I'm not really trying to work it out, like, with him right now. I'm waiting until he actually moved to Georgia, but he wanted to, like, work it out now. But now that I started giving him a chance to work it out again, because I didn't care about what the girls he did before, because I'm already long distance. We already discussed that
right.
At the end of the day, when we get back together, we're going to be together. Like, if I was to move back to Florida, you would drop all those girls and we would be together.
Okay, but the problem is that y'all don't live in the same place right now, and you have an open relationship, so he has the ability to go and do whatever it is that he wants to do because you're okay with it.
Yeah, and I could do too, but now we cut that off.
You cut it off, but he's still doing him because he can't disappear for weeks at a time and think that's okay. He can't even disappear for a day and think that's okay.
Yeah, like, because I didn't, like, all right, so we started, like, getting, like, sexual intercourse with each other. That's when we started that because we didn't do that at all.
Okay.
Like, so, you know what I'm saying? So now it's getting serious to me because I don't do that. So
now that I'm giving you that, like, we plan all of this, we plan, like, marriage and everything, you can't just try to disappear, especially if you want to work it out now and you're going to move to Georgia. Like, it don't make any
sense.
Listen,
you got to put your foot down. There is no reason why, if I need to reach you, that I should even go for hours without even being able to get in contact with you at all, period, especially in a long-distance relationship where we don't see each other. What kind of trust is there with that? The problem probably is that he's so used to this time of having known you and been with you and being friends with you and having this relationship where he does whatever he wants, that he hasn't been able to adjust to switching and being with just you and not doing those things anymore, because that's how your relationship has always been.
Yeah.
So
I think that's what it is, because, like, now I'm reaching out to him. I'm like, I don't do this. I don't go crazy for guys. I'd be like, all right, whatever, you could do you. But, like, this is different. So I'm like, my friends are telling me, all right, reach out to him, like, stuff like that. Guys like when you show them attention and stuff. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't hear from him. I text him. I call him. He don't pick up. Like, it's been, like, two weeks
that's
now.
Definitely not your boyfriend. Definitely not a good sign. He is not ready for that.
Yeah, I guess not. Like, and I'm like, they saying call his mom, call his, like, house,
it's him. You can't, his mom and nobody can make him do the right thing. He's got to want to do it in order to do it.
Yeah, so I should just drop it.
I think you should tell him, I'm not comfortable with this. We decided that we were going to be exclusive with each other, and that means things have to change, and they haven't changed. So when you want to show me that you can change, we can discuss it then, but until then, you got to show and prove.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
And wear condoms with the next guy, because that's why he's so crazy now, because you let him hit raw.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Wear condoms with the next guy.
All right. Thank you, mama.
Good luck.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her. Now, Yee, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, let's talk about Tyra Banks. She recently was on with Steve Harvey, and she was opening up about being a mother and motherhood and some of the issues that she had, and we'll tell you what those are. Also, we will discuss Soulja Boy. People were saying that he's lying about the house that he lives in. We'll tell you what he has to say.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tyra Banks was on the Steve Harvey show, and she was talking to him about having a baby and having a surrogate and what made her go through that. Here's what she said.
So motherhood was always a part of my plan. Since I was 23 years old, I told myself I was going to have a baby in 3 years and waited too damn long. Because I was so focused on work and really just wanting to find that partner to make sure that they would be around and not, you know, be somebody that was just transient in my life. So, and finally did it. However, when I was ready to get pregnant, it wasn't so easy. Just based on fertility and based on me being able to hold a baby in my womb. So I had a surrogate.
It's amazing that Tyra Banks, didn't get pregnant all those years, because it seemed like you'd have to beg a man to keep a condom on with Tyra Banks.
Well, she could have also been on birth control, so.
That's true, too.
All of that being careful, she wasn't ready to do it back then. And she said she has the baby. The baby, York, is my egg and his daddy, Eric's sperm. He is my genetic child. I just needed another oven to carry. So that was her explanation.
Hey, man, long as the food gets cooked.
All right, now Bobby Brown is going to be on Dr. Oz today. And he's talking about Nick Gordon being responsible for Bobby Christina's death. Here's what he has to say.
Finding out that he's liable was a blessing, and it's just the first step to, you know, him being found criminally responsible for my daughter's death. I think he should be in prison.
Yeah, I meant to ask, what does that mean that he's found liable? They said that a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Two months ago, but what happens next?
I don't know what's going to happen next. I guess we'll see.
Mm. I'm on Dr. Oz today, too. I ain't seen Bobby there yesterday.
Well.
Oh, well, whatever.
I guess we'll see.
I'm on Dr. Oz today, too, as well.
What do you think about this time?
I forgot. Probably memory loss. I don't remember. What was he talking about? Oh, we were talking about health issues, like people, you know, testicular cancer and prostate cancer, mm-hmm. and how a lot of guys feel uncomfortable going through those type of checkups.
That's the checkup he has to do.
No, that's that wind in the hand, so my brain starts working. Because I'm remembering, trying to bring it. It's coming back to me now. It's coming back to me. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
He said, now call.
Yeah, we're talking about testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and why that's uncomfortable for men to go through those type of experiments, and happiness when it comes to men, mental illness.
Stop with your hand, man.
Hey, man, I'm bringing my memory back. This is how I bring my memory back.
Okay, now Beyonce performed. And I don't understand what people were so upset about, Beyonce performing for the Country Music Association Awards. But you did Daddy Lessons. Yes, mm-hmm. They was on. Well, people who like country music, if you know what I'm saying, they were very
white people.
Yes,
you don't be afraid to say white people, ye. What's wrong with you?
They was going in Jesus. Like they weren't going to watch it. She was ruining it, but she did perform with the Dixie Chicks. She did Daddy Lessons, a very special rendition of that. So nice to see Beyonce at the Country Music Awards.
I watch the Country Music Awards every now and then. No, I do every
now
and then.
You're such a liar.
No, because of my guy Bobby Bones. So, you know, Bobby, I just watch it just to like...
Just to see Bobby Bones?
Yeah, just to act. And then I act like I'm texting Bobby. Bobby, did you see such and such? And I always get the name wrong. I'd be like, did you see Ed McGraw? You'd be like, who the hell is Ed McGraw? Hmm. It's really like Ed Church and Ted McGraw, but I combined the both.
I thought it was Tim McGraw.
Oh, it's Tim McGraw. See? Exactly. That's exactly how the conversation goes, just like this.
All right. Okay. Soulja Boy, people were saying that he is lying about owning his house. According to TMZ, Soulja Boy, this house right here that he's talking about, they're saying he doesn't own it.
Spent $6 million for the new penthouse. Crazy. Last night was crazy. I don't even remember what the happened. I got 10 bathrooms, I can all day. I got a guest room for your bitch, she can stay. I got a refrigerator in my room, bitch. Hey, check it out, my closet bigger than this apartment. I've been to a couple bitches' apartments. My closet bigger than their whole apartment, I swear to God.
Wow. Well, TMZ is saying that that house is actually an Airbnb that he rented for a year and then left. And he's lying, and the house also is not worth $6 million. It's listed at $3.2 million. Well, Soulja Boy responded to that.
I'm just chilling in my $6 million penthouse. I got TMZ so mad at me, and DJ Academics and everybody. Oh, he renting the crib. Oh, it's Airbnb. Bitch, I put it on Airbnb so I can rent it when I go on the road and make extra money. Why y'all so mad? Y'all mad because I got 10 bathrooms I can shit all day? So TMZ, thanks for the free promo. DJ Academics, you live in the basement with your mama, and this is my house.
Listen, man, the reality is Soulja Boy can't get mad when people call him out for lying when he has a reputation for lying. Soulja been caught in so many lies, so he can't be mad at anyone but himself, all right? And if it's yours, why you got to prove it's yours? The truth don't need no defense. It only needs witnesses. If it was really mine, I would care less what everybody else thought.
Oh, if it was really mine, I'm going to tell y'all it's mine.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something, 800-585-1051. Also, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, hit me up. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.